On the inside. Yeah. And it said that only when he came on the inside, they saw the clothes that was wrapped around him. Praise God. Just as though he had his body had been lifted out of them. Praise God. They were lying there. And it says that only then did John believe. In other words, John and those other disciples, praise God, their hope had died when Jesus died.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to put some emphasis on that. See, the reason why their hope died, because they looked at Jesus Christ from the wrong perspective. They were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for a king who was going to conquer Rome, praise God, and set up his kingdom right then and there. They didn't realize the kingdom that he was talking about was a kingdom that was going to take place in the future, so that when he died on that cross, praise God, their hope died. Thanks be to God. I said I wasn't going to be long. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be long, because my second point is thank God for revival.
Thank God.
Amen. We had a great revival last week. Thank God for revival. Amen. When I look at the word revive, it means to restore. It means, praise God, to refresh. It means to recall, praise God. It means to return to consciousness and life. Amen. So when Jesus, praise God, got up out of that grave, amen, we see the restoring of hope came back. Amen. If y'all don't mind, let me borrow a phrase from a great brother that y'all all know by the name of Reverend Jesse Jackson. When he was the head of the Rainbow Coalition, praise God, he had a saying that he had, that's coined, that has been made famous, and it talk about keep hope alive. Amen. And Jesus's resurrection and his appearances among the various people kept hope alive. If you don't mind me, can I walk y'all through them just for a few of them? And then we're gonna get out of here. I know we gotta go this evening. Amen. Can I get out of this coat? I feel something coming on here. Amen. You see, if you were to go to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Say,
this is my season for grace.
For what else?
want you to say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good.
Say, it's working for my good,
it's good,
say it's good,
say it's good,
say it's working
for my good.
For grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says. It's already getting better.
in this room. And there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord, Lord, Lord.
Small, you
take your burdens to Jesus,
and I know he'll help you bear them all.
You should see me walking
by the Sea of Galilee. Yeah, I shall feel.